You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Cameron, Maria Hughes, Justin D'Orazio hanging out. And let's welcome in the man, the myth, the legend. Getting shouted out as Superman-like last segment, maybe a little too far. Our guy Ben Davis. Ben, brought to you by CJ Tire and Auto 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving. CJTire.com. Benji! Top of the morning to you.
And the rest of the day to you, lad.
There it is. Look at you. How you doing, buddy? You doing good?
I could not be better. Literally could not be better.
Wow. Is that because Duran is playing right now? You know, Girls on Film, is we play that a lot on our show, and no one else ever plays Girls on Film. That is like a B-side from 1982 right there. Mm-hmm. Like, Duran, like that was... Rio and then the other side of
Rio,
the little...
yeah, is like the main one that I would think of. Yeah. Yeah. It does feel like the amount of Duran Duran played in this city has amplified.
They're probably wondering why their hits on Spotify have gone through the roof in Philadelphia.
We're digging Philly, man. What's going on?
Planet Earth. Wait, yeah. This album I think was Planet Earth, and which is another good song that maybe we could hear later in the show. More Duran Duran is always better.
Are you making a request, John?
It's a lot of Duran
Duran. I would love
Duran.
To hear Planet Earth.
You want extra Duran Duran?
Well, we haven't heard Planet Earth. We do hear this Duran Duran when we hear Duran Duran.
I can supply Duran Duran. I'll go for the deep cuts with Duran Duran.
I like Duran Duran deep cuts.
Let's rein it in.
I got you.
How about Seven and the Ragged Tiger Duran Duran?
We're not doing a whole show of Duran Duran deep cuts. I'm nixing this. All right, rein it in.
Thank you.
I
was never a big Duran Duran.
I think they're fine. Honestly, I'm a big believer in letting the producer choose the song that they get to play.
Reflex.
Let's let D'Orazio cook a little bit back there. You know? Give the kid a chance to produce. Right?
I'm a fan really of Duran
not,
Duran.
If you're really not good. Into them, you just call him Duran.
Yes. Yes, Ben, that's me. Duran.
Or if you're like me, call him Duran 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 Duran.
Okay, John. All right. Settle down,
Woo!
Big boy.
Good morning. All right, Benji, the Phils. We've been talking a lot this morning of if this series, obviously combined with the Wheeler injury and the galvanizing force potential for the Phillies team, is this a turning point? Do you think that, obviously they're not going to score double digit runs and strike out double digit guys every game, but do you think that this is something where this team has taken this, you know, bad thing that has happened and they're using it as a galvanizing force, and that this version of the Phillies is more likely what we'll see moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's what this team can be, and it's what this team was built to be. Obviously, you're not going to get that. It's not going to be sustainable for the rest of the season and into the playoffs. However, this is, I think they're realizing, and I agree with John. I was listening on the way in. I think they're kind of realizing, like, this is, it can be fleeting. Like, being able to play at this level and being able to play in the big leagues in general can be fleeting. And these guys are really grabbing it and just saying, you know what? We might not have this for the rest of our lives. We have to go with it right now. And yeah, I do think there is something to be said for losing someone of Zach Wheeler's ilk. Yeah. And I mean, it can go a long way.
It can bring things into focus. Yeah, I think it's a great everyone. Way to put
it. Yeah.
Especially with that type of injury, because it's not just like, he had an arm injury. Like, I think it makes people step back look at life and think
real
about
life.
Exactly. Yes. And I think that when you do that, Ben, to your point, you step back and like Bryce Harper steps back. It's like, I'm 32. How much longer am I going to get to do this? What could happen to me? What injuries could come my way that could slow me down? Like, This is a rare opportunity. We're 6.5 games up. The Phillies are 6.5 games up on the Mets today. They're 6.5 games up on the Mets. It's their largest
lost
lead they've
to
had.
The Nationals.
Yeah, it's their largest lead they've had. Like, they are there. Like, they're almost definitely going to win this division. Like, they are in the playoffs. I mean, to your point, Ben, like, if this team can just turn it on for 2.5 months, they're going to be World Series champs.
Yes.
You know?
They could have, the way they played the last three games, they could have beaten the 27 Yankees.
Yeah, I mean,
seriously, yeah, they could have.
I get your point. Yeah. I think they beat anyone in front of them.
Right. They ran the bases better than I've seen them do in the last 5 years.
Their outfield defense, yes, Castellanos.
Yes. Has anyone ever seen a center fielder play a ball off that weird spot better than Bader?
Monty's played.
Bader was like, he's just in spot. It's like he's never been here. He's like, knows exactly where to go to play it off there.
Yeah,
like,
why did he know how to do it so perfectly?
And Acuña's like tracing it every time, running around the outfield or not running. Like, yeah. He was like right there. He knew exactly where the ball was going to go. It's been, you're right. Like, even Trey Turner, we've talked about on the show recently, but like Trey Turner defensively has been, like, dare I say it, good. Like, I didn't even want to go average. Like, I feel like Trey has been good over the last couple months defensively. Yeah. So it is fascinating to see this team coalescing at this time. And now we are still 6 weeks out from the playoffs. You know, they have to maintain this level of fire of all that, but it's exciting to see. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Rich in Swedesboro. Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Rich.
You know, it's just, I'm in a really happy place as well, like Ben is, you know, but I'm 70 years old. I went through a lot of stuff from Franklin Field on to Connie. I even went to Connie Mack back in the day as a child. But anyhow, I go.
Rich, you don't sound 70.
No, you don't. Yeah, you got
to. That's really, that's amazing. Hey. That's a weird concept, like voice age or whatever. But
well, I'll never sound my age, you know.
I don't know.
I won't.
This is a weird idea. How old are you by your voice idea? I never really thought about it that much. But you sound, I don't know, 50.
Listen,
I don't know.
I was thinking like 52, but sure, yeah, 50.
I love life. I beat cancer. You know,
wow, good for you. That's awesome.
So I'm in a good place, and I do enjoy life, and I enjoy people. And I've been in I was in there many times when, you know, back in the day. You know, I brought Bison to Angelo and everybody and Rhea and put Cologne up there a few times from a company I was dealing with. But anyway.
Bison is awesome meat. I'm a big fan.
Wild Fork.
I was importing it from Canada for quite a while, and it was like if you just didn't overcook it, you had a great protein meal with no fat. But anyway, wonderful. I'm done with that. But I'm up in North Jersey all the time. I'm in South Plainfield. I actually get near Giant Stadium occasionally. I used to go to Reds and get beat up, you know, with Eagles gear, you know, up there. But anyway, I just love where we are with the Eagles and the Phillies. And, you know, a quick story, if I may, I don't want to take too much time. I was up there actually Monday. I got pulled over by a Plainfield cop. And he comes over, he goes, sir, you know why I'm pulling you over? I said, well, probably because I got all that Eagles, go Eagles.
No way.
Yeah. And he looked at me, he got this smirk. He goes, no, but he didn't give me a smirk.
That's
anyway.
Cool. So I like that. That's really funny.
It was all good.
I love that. Rich, you got an answer for us for a non-human character?
Well, I kind of do, but if I don't win, I'm going to call home. So E.T.
Oh, big. big answer big there. Yeah,
I love that answer.
That's a really big answer. I'm not even the biggest ET fan, but that is a big answer.
Because I didn't think I could vote against
There's a generation of people where where ET is probably their single favorite non-human character. Yeah.
That the emotion that I felt in the theater at that moment, you know the moment I'm talking about in E.T., near the end.
Like when he comes back.
Where he's sick.
Before, when he actually goes.
Where E.T., the picture in my mind
all white
is
E.T.,
still.
Like almost chalk
when E.T. looks sick, when E.T. is in that bed and almost passing away, that was, I was devastated. I don't know. It was
1982.
I was in second grade, and that was like the saddest I'd ever been in public. And now I'm trying.
Until you dropped your son off to college.
I know.
Yeah, you're right.
You're probably right.
You know, the phases of life. 215-592. Yeah, 94-94. Give us the best non-human character movies, TV, books, whatever. You can win the prize today. There are some massive, massive answers on the board. Really big answers. All right, John got his way. We got more Duran Duran. this is the last Duran Duran of the show, but my proclamation, we're calling it.
What happened to the producer can pick the music?
If you really want to play Duran Duran the rest of the show, you can. I'm saying you can play whatever you want, is my point. Yeah, if you want to just make it a Duran Duran show, that's
please
fine.
Please don't. I am not a Duran Duran fan.
I would prefer
Duran
you didn't either. I'm not a big Duran Duran fan. They're fine. They're okay.
They're okay.
I like Rio. That's kind of like, all right, we're good now. Couple songs. John's excited, so that's what matters. Good morning, 215-592-9494. It's the morning show. Let's get to that audio from Bryson Stott and our Twitter poll question of the day today. It's sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer. Starting at only $23,995 together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. And our question today is, do you believe in Bryson Stott again? Stott's numbers, since the All-Star break, he has a .299 batting average. In August, he's batting .356. Bryson Stott has been so much better as a hitter, which obviously, you know, coming off last year with the injury, the horrible start to the season, really the first couple months, Stott was bad. And I think a lot of us were really concerned, not just about this year, but the future with Bryson Stott. Rob Thompson spoke yesterday.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today and gave a really interesting answer that I think should make everyone feel a lot better about this turn for Bryson Stott and the potential of it being a real tangible change moving forward. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday.
In the same vein, how and what has Stott done? He's been on fire as of late.
Yeah, so there was a mechanical change, and ever since he's done that, he's been really good. He knows where the barrel's at. You got that guy at the end of your lineup, and he gets hot. That really helps your offense because it turns it over to Turner and Schwarber and Harp and JT, who's swinging the bat well. So that's a big thing for us.
Hey, mechanical change. How about it? Didn't know anything about this. Ben, had you heard about this mechanical change earlier than us? Because this is the first us as a fan base is hearing about the mechanical change. And do you believe that that is like the explanation? Like, it's that simple. Like, he made a mechanical change. He's doing much better. Like, we're good to go.
Yeah, we heard about it in the start of the last road trip. And it was something that I think makes sense, especially for Bryson, because he seemed to be late on everything. Like, we talk about it in the studio all the time. He seems like he led the league in fly balls to left field and pop-ups to shortstop and third base, meaning he's late. His bat is dragging, and he's clipping the ball and hitting side spin on it, and that's the byproduct of it. Now he has basically just rested the bat on his shoulder, and it's just like he's picking it up and just walking away from his hands, and then the bat is coming through. Now he's on time. He's on time for fastballs. He's getting to fastballs. We saw him hit a double two nights ago on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball on the inside part of the plate and turned on it because he's not waggling his bat.
Mm-hmm.
He was waggling his bat, and then he's not getting his foot down on time, and he was late on everything, and he was side-spinning everything to his opposite side. So, yes, it can be that simple at times, but now it's just he's quiet, the bat is resting on his shoulder, and he's walking away, meaning he's taking the stride and his hands are going back, and then he's on time for that pitch.
Did he, what Topper said there, he knows where the barrel is at. Does that suggest that he did not know before? Like, is that what the problem was? Like, do you get to the point as a hitter, because I don't know this, as a complete non-hitter myself, do you get to the point as a hitter where you just lose track of where the barrel is? And that is, it clearly sounds like a problem to me.
Yeah.
If you don't know where the thing is that you're supposed to put on the ball, I mean, how do you get to the point where you don't know where the barrel is? This sounds like the basis of hitting.
It is. I think you get to the point where you start doing things where it's just so you feel comfortable. But just because it feels comfortable doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. You know, that
totally.
Expression, if it feels good, do it. That's not
always correct in baseball.
That's not always the case in baseball.
Yeah, well, and especially coming off last year with the injury, who knows how much that threw him out of whack. He was trying to compensate for that all last year, you know.
Tony,
I think that could be a big part of it,
too. There's a lot of out-of-whackedness on with Bryson Stott that, you know, it makes me feel better as a big believer in Bryson Stott, but in this case it feels like it has stretched so far beyond like the realm of like good faith.
Yeah,
he's completely different.
It's
huge because, as Topper said, he's turned that lineup over
big time.
Now these guys have to these guys are going to get pitches to hit. They have to.
Would
get
you
pitches
keep
to
him
hit.
There
changes
in the nine
the,
hole.
I would,
yes,
absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, with him and Turner, I think they make so much
speed.
Sense next to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like having another leadoff. I mean, look, Stott was the leadoff hitter for the first month and a half of the season. We forget that. It's like having two leadoff hitters and you turn the lineup over.
This could be the difference.
Ideal way to do it if it can work, you know?
Yeah. The Bryson Stott double leadoff hitter thing with Trey Turner when you like going around the horn type idea, this could be the difference. This could be the thing that wins us a World Series, guys.
It could be a big deal. They, like, we've talked so much about the pressure on the top three guys in the lineup, and that's not going anywhere. You know, when it comes to the playoffs, they need Trey Turner. And by the way, five hits yesterday. Trey Turner,
no big deal.
Kyle Schwarber, yeah.
Kyle
and
Schwarber,
Harper.
Five RBI yeah. yesterday yeah. also. No
He's
big deal.
109 RBI.
They need those
45 home runs also.
No big deal. Those guys have to be awesome no matter what. But they're going to need these other guys to contribute. You're not going to win a World Series with just those three at the top carrying you. Like, they have to carry you no matter what. You need some hits from Stott. You need Marsh. You need these other guys. JT. You need people to step up. And, yeah, I think that Stott.
Kepler's been great.
Yeah, Kepler has been stepping up. Look, and we're going to get into that.
Outs are loud.
We're going to get into that coming up in a little bit. We'll get into the Casty, Kepler, Bader outfield of it all.
Castellanos made a hell of a play in the outfield.
He did. He did. It's going to be fascinating. Rob Thompson, some interesting comments on that whole situation about whether Cassie's an everyday player, who's going to play, all that fascinating stuff. That's coming up later this segment as well. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Amy and Ridley. Hey, Amy.
Hey, morning team. How are you today?
Doing good. Great.
This
Amy.
Is not Amy and Villanova, right?
No.
Okay, just checking.
You guys ask me that every time I call.
Do you know from Villanova?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, nothing wrong with Villanova, but no, I'm Ridley. So.
Okay. It would be funny if the first time Amy called in to talk to the show, she did it on a day Joe was off.
I would love that.
That would be like a hilarious move. But anyway, Amy, what a
together?
Pleasure. Those yeah, they're two? Together now. Yeah, as far
are you sure?
As far as I know, they were traveling together. Yeah, yeah. He did not. They've never not been together. But you mean literally physically?
I mean, are they
together?
Traveling? Yes. Yeah, they're doing a vacation.
Yes,
whatever.
As far as I understand, they went to Italy together.
Mm. That's nice.
That I know.
Well, I'm not in Italy, so you know.
Neither
that's
are we.
A bummer,
Amy. We're
Amy.
Right here. Yeah. So
I know, right?
I'd love to be in Italy.
Yeah. So Amy,
you know, I would love to go to Venice. Probably. I've never been to Venice.
My son was there, but I was not there.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm a little
it's
jealous.
Just
but oh well.
So evocative.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
The streets are rivers.
Yeah.
What in the world?
Pretty wild. What a wild way to live.
That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. You could be a gondola operator.
I would love to.
I can
do
see
that.
Right?
Yes. Oh man.
Big Salamia.
I would love that. Maybe that's a summer job.
I honestly think you would be like great at it. Like yeah. I really do. Yeah. Anyway, Amy, go
so
ahead.
Fun.
So, you know, everybody's talking about, you know, Wheeler's out and I send him and his family nothing but the best, you know. But, like, when you look back at the 2017 Eagles season and Wentz was having an MVP season, you know, just like Zach Wheeler, and I know it's a different perspective, obviously. You have a whole rotation and Wentz was one quarterback. But, you know, Nick Foles had to step in and, you know, he wasn't a top quarterback. And we got it done. So everybody just needs to relax and, you know, you got to believe. And that's where I'm at with the whole thing. We got to be positive. You know, you can't.
No, just... yeah. Look, I get it, Amy. And I understand if people are down about the Wheeler thing. It is a real bummer to just know we're not going to see that guy in the playoffs, see that guy have a chance to go out and do what he does. But yeah, I think the 2017 Eagles thing is such an interesting comparison because it's obviously very different in that you know, losing your quarterback is even more impactful than losing
you know, James, it was funny that Amy brought that up because I was having that conversation with our boss Rod yesterday. Mm-hmm. I said that game, we were in LA for it. The whole morning showing out.
Yeah.
You know, me, Ange, Al claimed there was some snowstorm back here. He couldn't make it out to LA. Still don't believe him. But Ava was there.
Yeah, I remember.
And I remember us, you know, in the middle of the night, we were doing the show, you know,
midnight there.
Yeah, midnight
there.
Yeah. And we all got out of our cars in the garage, and it was like, it's going to be a funeral.
Uh-huh. And it was. It was a show, I'm sure. Yeah,
100%. I mean, I don't think I ever, like, did a show or was part of a show that was so depressed.
Yeah,
that
I feel the same way. Yeah, I remember just us coming in and it felt over. It felt over. And to Amy, to your point, it wasn't over. Yeah. And they banded together and they used that injury.
Malcolm Jenkins.
As a way to come together and to us against the world and to go on and do something amazing. Yeah, look, and we've seen it in baseball. We keep bringing it up, but it's because it was only 4 years ago that a team in our own division, the Braves, lost the best player in baseball in Ronald Acuña at that time. And they won the World Series without it.
I mean, it can happen. The other aspect of it is too, like the Eagles that year, they had the rest of their team as well. So
that's the point.
You have the rest of your team, but you got to keep your bats going.
I agree.
You know, I know that right now they're hot, and there may be a couple games or you know a week where they're not as hot, but it's okay. you just got to stay positive.
Love
that's,
it.
That's
Amy,
like,
you got a non-human character for us?
I do. Someone took E.T., but, you know, that's okay. I don't think mine's a winner, but I think a really cool non-human character is Groot from Guardians.
Oh, sure, yeah, Groot. Shout out to Groot. Yeah.
Love Groot.
Yeah, is it the best non-human character in that movie, though? No, right? I mean, it's not going to win. We'll just say Rocket Raccoon. I think it's a better character.
Man,
I don't know.
I mean, I think Groot might be a better character than Rocket Raccoon.
Really?
I think Groot. They're both great.
Baby Groot, I enjoy. Yeah. I
mean, it's a great ensemble.
Well, it's just funny that it's Vin Guardians. Diesel doing the voice for Groot is hilarious because it's just like, it's like they get Groot. Vin Diesel in to come in and make some noises. Groot. Yeah, but no, that's a solid answer. Let's keep it rolling on the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Rick in Easton. What up, Ricky?
Gentlemen and ladies, Ben Davis in a gondola outfit. Boy, that would be really cool to see.
What about that?
Anyway,
Ben Davis.
What is a gondola?
That's that, you know, it's, they got the beret, right?
Yeah,
and the
beret. That's French, though. Isn't beret French?
I think they do
wear a beret.
Are you sure? Look it up.
They wear a scarf.
Like a red vest.
I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Fairly sure.
Is this gondola music? Okay. I could see it. We're on a gondola. I don't know if that was gondola. It felt more like us.
I like that music.
Yeah, it's more like Spanish,
hey,
though.
It's Italian.
Hey, are
it's
we
Italian.
Doing beds
Spanish
for our show right now?
It's a little Italian music.
Can we do beds for the rest of the show?
It was just for the bed.
No, the gondola bed. And then we could actually blend this into the Last of the Mohicans bed.
Nope. No, it's just
that bed.
Nope.
Could we
it's
try the last of the Mohicans?
It's a straw hat.
Yeah, we're very
My
much
bad. Not a beret.
See, that sounds right, yeah.
Straw hat with
could
a red
Could we try
thing?
To no. get that song?
No.
Nope.
What's the name
no.
of it?
No. A hard no.
Does Justin like know a, the song?
I have
we're
no idea what you're talking about.
The Last of the Mohicans, the promontory theme or whatever
yeah,
it's called.
The promontory theme.
It's John
that's
Ritchie's favorite thing. He wants it to be the bed to our show that we talk over it at all times. Yeah, that's the outfit of the gondola.
Yes, could we have YouTube. A light bed of promontory,
no.
please, Justin?
No, absolutely not.
A Justin, light promontory bed.
Yes, I said you could pick the music. This you can't pick. this is me putting my foot down and saying absolutely
ben,
not will we do that. For
this has quickly become a dictatorship.
Ben did a little research and he found
yes,
the gondolier.
Yes, hold it up for the camera. There, you can see the camera.
Is it a gondolier? Is that the word?
Yeah, gondolier.
Gondolier.
So.
Gondolier, yes.
Yeah.
It's a striped shirt with the string tie.
We'll get to you, Rick. Don't worry, buddy. I'll get your
sash.
No, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, and I think that can easily be pulled off by one of us.
I like it. All right, go ahead, Rick.
Now, my wife was leaving for work. I always give her a kiss goodbye. I said, I'm waiting for the guys to finish.
Got you.
My start. We're good. So,
do you guys, do you kiss your wife goodbye every day?
Every morning, absolutely, and you will too.
That's
John.
Amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing, Rick. I think so, stuff like that's really important.
It's a thing I do whether I'm on hold or not with WIP.
Yeah.
So, love it.
Anyway, that's great.
You don't know the things I do when I'm on hold. Anyway. So, Major
Yikes.
League pitching.
That's
it's
really
such
frightening.
A hard thing to do. Ben will cuss. You know, when after college, I could not hit an 89 mile an hour curveball. It's difficult. This Philly
Most humans
has,
alive could never hit an 80.
It's amazing. It's amazing what even the career you had then. It's not easy. We know that if we know the sport. But this team has really.
Is that a backhanded compliment there, a little bit?
No. Ben played. Hey, listen. Ben played in the big show, and you know what? Hats off.
I agree. If you did the career you had, it was a little come on. That was amazing.
A little
baseball
rude,
player.
To be honest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes it didn't go.
Little backhanded. That's all I'm saying. A little backhanded.
Sometimes it didn't go as planned.
Ben beats himself up, though, so it's all good. So. You know, Suarez and Schwarber are the only two, forget about Wheeler a second, were the only two really consistent guys from start to finish. This team, every player is either way up or way down. And the team, like, how do you sweep Texas and Seattle? By the way, Seattle's pitching staff is not too bad, by the way.
Oh, it's very good. It's
very good.
One of the best in baseball, arguably the best in baseball. Like, it's in the discussion for the best in baseball.
Yeah. And then they struggle against the A's, and they get swept by the Pirates, and they struggle to win two.
See, Rick, that's where everyone – that's baseball thing. Like, we got really mad when we talked about it in the playoffs because that's baseball. What you're talking about, that's baseball. That's baseball. Absolutely. Like, that's just what
it is. Jeff Kerr just posted that the Colorado Rockies have more wins since the All-Star break than the Dodgers.
Yep, I think
15-14.
Yeah, I think that it, it's 16-15. I think the Rockies are, or maybe it's one way or the other, but either way, each one is like 16-22 or 15-22, 14-22, 15-22. Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, Rhea. The Dodgers have been bad for over a month. Yep. The Dodgers have played bad baseball, like not just average, like bad baseball for over a month.
There were years that the Phillies, even though they made the playoffs, when Milwaukee was really bad, they struggled against the bad teams sometimes. It happens. But it's like, you know, you think Bohm is done, and then he picks it up. And you think Harper's done. Now, all of a sudden, he picks it up. I never saw every player up and down that lineup that has been so up or so down. And now even Sanchez had a bad outing when he's on his possible, you know, Cy Young.
That wasn't bad. 12 strikeouts and Kerkring let him down. I thought he had a really good outing.
Yeah, and even Kerkring, it's like I see Kerkring implode once in a while, but he's had a really good overall season. You just never know which Philly or which Philly's team is going to show up. It's really going to be an interesting postseason.
Yeah, no, it is, Rick. Rick, you got an answer for a non-human character?
Before I give my wife a kiss goodbye for the workday, I hate to give this to Star Wars, but C-3PO was an awesome character.
Yeah, good answer, sure. C-3PO, not quite as good as Chewbacca, I think, but I will say in my most recent rewatch, C-3PO is actually hilarious. Like, I don't think he gets enough credit for being the bringing the humor to the movies that he does. He's actually really funny.
He's the comic relief in a lot of scenarios that are pretty serious.
Yes, and he's funny. Like growing up, I always was like, "Wow, C-3PO, what a nerd!" You
know? Yeah, kind of like, he's a total nerd.
Yes,
but I mean, think about you've got the rebels getting ready to defend Endor, and you've got just pieces of C-3PO on Chewie's back. You know, and he's complaining about being strapped to the back of a Wookiee. Yeah, you know, like it really is sort of funny and clever.
I think a bit underrated, C-3PO.
Yeah, very much so.
It's a solid answer. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to get to some Rob Thompson audio about the outfield situation. I want to get John's thoughts, Ben's thoughts on the whole Nick Castellanos outfield thing going on. It's fascinating. We'll get into that coming up in a couple minutes. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to everybody, Will, in the Northeast. Willie.
Voltron, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing great, Will.
Hey, listen, man. We gotta put the fighting back in the fields, baby. We got to, when we announce our team, we got to say the fighting fields from now on, man. Because that's what they're doing. They're playing as a team, man. And, like, they really bonding. They having fun. I really think they're starting to take the season serious. They're taking this World Series run serious. And, you know, I think they, like, really dug in, like you said, with the Willis situation. But not only that, man, it's long overdue, and they deserve it as a team, man, because they've been there, man, and they've been together. And I think the time is now because, like I said, they need to know the time is now. If it ain't now, it may not be ever. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I'm happy that they hitting. You know what I'm saying? They not just going for the big one. They hitting, and everybody is doing their job now, man. But one thing I want to say, man, you know, everybody talked crazy to me about the guy when I was saying Kepler. He's gonna come alive, and he's gonna be a good teammate. He's doing his thing. And I want to say they got to bring my man Castellanos back. That's going to complete the team, and he's going.
Well, he didn't go anywhere. You're just sitting him a little bit. Yeah,
he's getting days off, and he's managing a knee that has been problematic since.
And also he has been absolutely horrendous for 2 months. Like one of the worst regular.
Yeah, they had to settle.
Literally, one of the worst players in baseball for 2 months. Like. Across the board, offensively, defensively, for at least a month, one of the worst players in the sport.
I know, and listen, I've been seeing him, man, and it's like he's swinging a little bit wild now.
Well,
right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, always is.
Is this the first time you've ever seen him?
Yeah. I love it. Will, you got an answer for us, a non-human character?
Oh, man, I had two iconics, and I'm going to have to pick between one of the two, man. And I don't know nobody said.
Gotta do it. Go for it.
I'm going to go King Kong, baby.
Big answer. Big answer. I don't know what the other one was, but you chose a good one.
Great one.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute. I want to play this Rob Thompson audio. First, quickly, happy birthday to my mom. Shout out to Tina Salveson, her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom.
What's your mom's name? Tina.
Mm-hmm. Tina.
Happy birthday, Tina.
Happy birthday, Tina. So August 21st. Love to see it. All right.
Happy birthday.
There you go. Her birthday is close to my dad's birthday. Yeah, and
my
dad, who just recently was the
18th.
And we're 2 weeks away from your birthday, which also means 2 weeks away from the Eagles opener.
Yes, indeed.
Are you excited about that, by the way? Like, I'm forgetting. I'm not a huge birthday person.
The birthday opener thing?
Yeah.
I don't think about it much.
That seems fun to me, because I'm not a birthday person. Especially the older you get, you're more I don't need a birthday. Like, we're good. Can I just stay the age of Matt? But I will say, like, if I had to have a birthday, like, the night they raised the banner, Eagles opener. At least it feels like a fun day to have a birthday.
Oh, last year, my birthday was when we played Dallas at home.
Yeah.
And I had an outstanding birthday that day. Yeah. I love it.
When you turn 29, that's
yeah. That's right. It's my mom's 29th birthday today, too.
Again and again.
Yes.
Finally got it right.
Somehow I'm 43 and my mom is 29. I don't know how that works. I can't do the math. It doesn't make any sense, you know?
I don't think I like it. I kind of think the birthday gets in the way.
Okay. I get it. Oh, you'd rather just worry about the Eagles and then your birthday?
I would.
I
would prefer. Well,
you just celebrate on Friday night. That's all.
Well,
you go out to dinner on Friday night.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to wake up.
It is nice to have the close to the weekend birthday. The Thursday birthday in general is a nice one, you know?
I had not considered all that.
Plus, you got Alicia this year. You actually got like someone to like pamper you for your birthday. You know, someone who's actually going to like be excited to do stuff for you on your birthday. This should be a fun birthday for you.
Jeez.
Right?
I mean, I guess so.
It never entered his mind.
It feels like there's a lot of responsibility involved in this birthday. And again, I wish I could just
watch the game. I get it.
I just want to sit and watch the game.
So you just tell the family, we're watching the game, we're doing birthday Friday.
What I want for my birthday is the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Boom, done. You know?
Bang. There you go.
We did it. All right, let's get to this audio.
You're welcome.
we solved it for you, John. You're all good now. Let's get to this audio from Rob Thompson.
That sounds great.
Some interesting stuff talking about the Cassianos thing, and it has been fascinating over the last week, you know, the mechanics of the outfit, the machinations of you know, who's playing, who isn't. We've seen Kepler and Bader and Cassianos and Marsh kind of move in and out of the lineup over the last couple weeks or so. And look, I'm proud of Rob Thompson for doing this. You know, Nick Cassianos wants to play every day. We know that. He talks about that a lot. Bad knee or not, I know he's, I think they're partially using that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your Fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As an excuse to get him out of the lineup personally a little bit, but...
Well, we know that he really wants to play.
We do.
We know that he's made it a point to
very
be in
clear.
There as often as they are willing to let him stay in the lineup.
As we know.
He will be out there every day.
So I do appreciate, especially after the whole thing in Miami this year where he took him out and they had that little blow up and then he sat him.
Yeah.
And then since then he had yet to replace Castellanos late in the game. He had not done that move again, which made me concerned that maybe the reaction from Castellanos got him to say, not worth it.
It this disrupts the harmony within the team to the point where
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Right? So I've been really proud of Rob Thompson for sitting Castellanos and mixing and matching and trying to find the best lineup. And the question is, is he going to keep doing this? Is this Cassie thing going to go back to Cassie playing every day? Where does this go from here? Rob Thompson was asked about it yesterday. I thought a really fascinating answer is going to be two pieces of audio here. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday on the Castellanos thing.
Castellanos
said
that
he told him like Bader's a little frustrated and you want to get him a little more consistent playing.
Yeah.
So do you anticipate him maybe getting some runway to play every day next year?
Well, I don't know about that because I got to keep the other guys going too. So I think it's probably going to be more of a rotation than anything else.
So that was about Bader, and Castellanos had said that Bader was frustrated. Here's the actual quote from Castellanos. Castellanos had said, told him that Rob Thompson asked him to bear with me while he got a frustrated Harrison Bader more consistent at bats. So Nick told Thompson, whatever you need. So that is related to that.
That's a good thing.
It's interesting.
That's a good thing.
It's interesting. He goes on, more for Rob Thompson on the whole Castellanos as part of the outfield situation.
In Texas, you were pretty straightforward that you view Nick as an everyday player. Are you kind of changing your mind on that?
Oh, no. I think they're all everyday players, to tell you the truth. It's just you got to keep them all rested and sharp at the same time if you can.
So is the idea for it to be kind of a long-term four guys, three spots rotating around?
I can't tell you that. Yeah, I can't tell you that. I mean, if three guys get really hot and one guy's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Nick's guy has always prided himself on playing every day as Iron Man Street and all that. So how did that conversation go? How did he take the behind line a couple times here in the last week?
I think he's fine, He's a good teammate, and he knows that those other guys are good players, too. He's had a little bit of a knee problem ever since Yankee Stadium. So just mindful of that, although it's not really bothering him right now. But I'm mindful of that. I just want to keep him healthy.
Which knee?
Oh, God.
One of the knees.
It was left.
He could flip it for him.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff in that answer. Obviously, a lot of ways
Nick,
it goes.
You have a knee issue.
Yeah, he's fine. I think he's fine. Oh, but he has a knee issue. Don't
which
forget
knee?
About that.
Yeah.
Which knee is it?
There's a lot of fibbing going on in that.
I think it's the left, maybe. It could be right. I don't know. One of the knees got a knee thing. That's what I was told.
He's got two of them.
Here was the most interesting part, the stumbling.
Doesn't have to know. Sounded a lot worse than what it really is.
Here's what was interesting to me in that part, the question in the middle about is Nick an everyday player and will he continue to play? And he does this whole thing. I think they're all everyday players. And it's like, oh, well, Nick go back and left. It's like, no, if three guys get hot, they're going to freaking play. Like he opened the door to like the potential where we could have an outfield in the playoffs of Martian left, Bader in center, and Max Kepler in right field.
Yeah.
Like, this is fascinating.
This is putting a lot more pressure on himself. This is Topper saying, "Hey, I'm gonna be the temperature. I'm gonna be the thermometer, and I'm gonna be making the decisions."
Jalen Hurts style.
Yeah,
and it's also Topper realizing the time is now.
Yes, he doesn't care about the ramifications of how Nick Castellanos feels anymore.
Correct.
He is saying, "I have to win
the window."
And whatever. Yes,
the window is here. And it's now.
And this is what we wanted, right? This is what we've wanted urgency. From Rob Thompson.
Yes.
We wanted him not to play Nick Cassianos because he's getting paid $20 million urgency. A year or whatever. It's put the best team out on the field. It also, you know what, it raises another interesting question for Aaron Nola, because that's something we've talked a lot about heading into the playoffs, and I think the way it's shaken out, like, I think it's very unlikely that Taiwan Walker would start a playoff game over Aaron Nola, even though Walker has been better this season, period,
the
but certainly right now. Piggyback, whatever, but
both of them,
I do think it is fascinating, though, the Nola, the Nola just getting a start because he's Aaron Nola, because he's got $25 million on the books this year and another $125 million on the books the next 5 years or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That it's like, oh, well, like, that guy's going to get a start. I do think this whole thing here is interesting. Well,
he pitches on Saturday, right?
Nola, I believe, either Friday or Saturday, yeah.
So. It's sort of Taiwan tomorrow.
Is it Taiwan tomorrow? Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course, because they're off today. I forgot they were off today. Yep.
I really feel like we're putting the cart way before the horse talking like this.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it's interesting.
It is interesting to talk about. I do think...
Like, Aaron Nola could pitch great for 6 weeks and it's not even a question.
Right.
Yeah.
Then we don't... Yeah. Oh, that'd be wonderful.
What a thought.
He can start that on Saturday.
Yes, please, yeah.
I think by the time we get there, if things go as planned, remember, our playoff schedule is going to be essentially a three-man rotation for the most part.
If they get the bye, that's the key.
If they can get that bye.
They have to get that bye.
You get the three-man rotation for the most part, and then maybe, I don't even know if you would have to rely on Aaron Nola potentially, and then if he falters, you go with Taiwan with the piggyback possibility, but... There are some ways where three is all we need, right, Ben?
Yeah, I don't see, honestly, throughout the entire course of the playoffs, I don't see them using that many starting pitchers. They just don't need to. They don't need to.
Well, again, it depends. Like, if they have to play that three-game series and they use Sanchez and Suarez or Sanchez and Lazar, whatever it is, in that three-game series, you win that series, you have to play a couple days later, all of a sudden you're going to have to use your fourth starter. Right. So all dependent upon how that – if they get the bye, they can set it up how they like it for those next two rounds, and they can get into the NLCS without having to worry about it with the days off. The question is, do you get that bye?
Right. And the other thing is I've never seen – I don't remember ever seeing three lefties.
Oh, like, yeah. It's a fascinating thought,
that would
too.
Go into a
That's
series.
A really good point,
Think
too.
About that.
I don't ever remember a team coming in with three lefties at the top. Like, it's a fascinating point, Ben. Yeah.
But the thing is, there's three lefties and they're all different.
You're right. Yeah. Arm size, different velocities, different arm levels, different
all
pitches.
Different lefties.
That's fascinating. So, for those
cool
wondering,
you know?
For those wondering right now,
that's why it works.
Yeah, that's why it works, exactly. That's why, as far as those wondering where the Phillies are as related to that bye that we were just talking about, the Phillies right now, the Brewers still the best team in the National League. They have a 5-game lead over the Phillies.
Jesus.
The Brewers
My
have been
goodness.
Insane. But the Phillies are the second best record in the National League. So as of today, they would get the bye. They are 2 games up on the Dodgers. The poor Cubs are 1 game behind the Phillies, yet 6 games out of their division. So the Cubs are pretty much locked into a wild card spot at this moment. So right now, the Phillies enter today with a 2-game lead over the Dodgers for that bye. Now, what was the season series with the Dodgers? I feel like they won the season series.
Won it again this year.
They did,
I'm
right?
Pretty sure.
So they would get.
Beat them every year.
So that technically means that they have a 3-game lead in terms of that bye, because they don't do that extra game anymore. So the winning the season series against the Dodgers matters in this case. Fascinating spot. That bye really could come into play in an important way. More so, we always just talk about the days off and the do you want to keep playing and keep, you know, not get tired or not like get that time off and lose your mojo or whatever. But in terms of the rest and without Wheeler, it could play out that it does benefit the Phillies to get the bye in a way we hadn't thought about before. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Gary in Vineland. Gary!
No, sir!
Hey, buddy.
Hey, why am I not getting, like, my people are from Venice. Where's my...
Oh, I didn't know that. That gives me a good chance to shout out the great Louis Coco helping out the show today. You guys can see this. I'll hold this up for the camera right there. Or you could just check out the WIP Morning Show Twitter account.
Hey.
John, you'll appreciate this. Louis Coco putting together a little Ben Davis as a gondolier for us, which you can
Gary,
see.
Gary, wow.
Strong
Ben as a gondolier
Louis.
Looks
really That's really
cool.
great work. So.
Gary, you know your family is actually from Venezia. Is that how you say it in the Italian?
Venezia. I'm a second generation Italian.
From Venice?
That's where we came from. Yes, my father's side. My mother's side is from Bologna.
That's amazing.
Oh,
so you're full 100% Italian.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Love it.
So did you grow up speaking both languages all the time in your house to where you didn't really even differentiate?
Unfortunately, no. The only Italian I picked up was when my parents were talking about me.
Wow.
And the words that you don't want to say in front of your parents.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I got those down.
Oh, that's great. Gary, what do you got on the Phils today, my friend?
Well, real quick, I was in and out a little bit. So is the side topic obscure Duran Duran song?
No. If John had his way, it would be. No, it is not.
Yeah.
How come we're good not idea. Talking more about Trey Turner putting up slow pitch softball numbers?
Yeah. No, Turner.
My God, he's batting almost 600 in the recent.
Yeah, in the Mariners series, he just went absolutely off. 5 hits yesterday. What was it? 4 the other day. 3 the day before.
You notice how incredibly dirty his uniform is.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's hysterical.
That's the thing with Turner. I talked before. Defensively, he has been much better. Like, he deserves a lot of credit for working on it, and he has been much surer with the balls hit to him and all that. But just as a weapon offensively. This guy's spraying the ball all over the field. He's running. He's stealing bases. I mean, that triple yesterday, that was a double.
Yep.
That was a double for 99% of Major League Baseball players. And for Turner, it was just like, he was gone. He was like, no doubt, I'm getting a triple here. When he's on, he is a freaking weapon.
It's amazing how many different ways he can beat you.
Yep.
Individually. I mean, you talk about a 5-tool player. I mean, this guy can beat you in so many different ways. And I think that you talk about the defensive part. I said it on the post-game show the other day. I'm tired of people just talking about how he's mediocre defensively. I mean, this guy, some of the plays that he's made in the last 2 weeks really shows off his athleticism. And he's been awesome. He has been absolutely awesome defensively. And what he's done from an offensive standpoint, I mean, this guy, you talk about a catalyst. Man, this guy can. Oh, he's something else, man.
He is so sneaky fast, man.
Yes.
Not sneaky fast. He is flat out fast. He is one of the fastest players in the sport.
He has elite speed.
Yeah, he is one of the five fastest guys in baseball.
But I mean, he's so smooth.
It does. Looks like he's gliding. We always talk about it, but he is one of those guys who looks like he is running an inch above the ground. Touching the ground as he goes.
It's the gliding. Yeah. It's the sliding. But it's the it's the way he's able to put his bat on the ball.
Everything. It's all over the field.
It's so easy.
Well, this is the Trey Turner that they signed. This is the first time we've seen him put it together for up till now, a full season where spraying the ball over the field, running all the time, doing all this dangerous stuff as a web. Like, it reminds me of what Kenny Lofton used to be for the Indians back in the day, as just a disruptor, a guy who would score from second on a wild pitch, he has all those things in his bag. And when you're going up against that team, the pressure's on like that, that he puts a pressure on you immediately.
Yeah. What's cool about this whole scenario is he actually listened to his manager.
Yeah, I know.
Because Rob Thompson said to him in spring training, I need you to get on base. I need you
pass
to score
the baton.
Runs. I need you to score runs. So he's taken a single to right field. He had a couple walks in the Mariners series. And we haven't seen him do that in years past. But so he is that guy. He is getting on base. He is scoring runs. And the team is way better offensively for it. He's willing to do that. A lot of guys in this modern day of baseball, it would be in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
But he had listened to what Rob Thompson said to him, and he's taking it to heart, and he's putting it into play.
Well, look, we're seeing a guy on this team who didn't do it. I mean, Nick Castellanos was told the exact same thing in terms of approach, in terms of going about it, and he's right back to who he was with the first pitch, every single first pitch he swings at. And it's, even though he's struggling like a disaster, he's still going up with the same approach. You're right. Trey Turner completely and totally changed the way he went about his business, and the results have been awesome. And you're right. It's really exciting to see. Gary, you got an answer for us for a non-human character or a deep cut Duran Duran song, as you said?
So I think this guy gave me my sarcasm, watching him all the time growing up as a kid, Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, Bugs is a big answer there. And luckily, Joe's not here, so we don't have to listen to the drop.
Ugh.
It's horrifying. No one wants to hear that.
Well, no, it's bad because he just never uses it properly.
Well, that too, but also just a bad drop. You get I don't want to do the noise before the what's up, dog, but that noise, the mouth, it's just not great.
Yeah, the lip smacking noise.
I don't want to hurt anyone's
ears. I would
get
yelled at if I made that noise at the table or something.
It's like a nails on a chalkboard type of noise. Not that bad, but it's in that vicinity. All right, you're listening.
What's up, Doc?
Justin, we just said not to play it.
I was just making sure that was the one you didn't want me to play.
Well, you could have put it so inside baseball for any non-producers out there. He could have listened to it himself in the studio without playing. There's a thing we call preview.
Well, I was still checking.
No, you could have checked the preview, couldn't you?
Just making sure.
I knew it was on purpose.
But we're all on the same page
now.
So we know
purpose.
Not to play that one.
No more.
This is producer on producer crime.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
Right. Because I know what he can and can't do. Pull a fast one by me is the point. He can't be like, well, I didn't know that I couldn't listen to it. Yeah, okay. All right.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.